excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audiopile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
T-shirts, well-mannered cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
If you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Andre!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Hey, get right for soul food. Are those
Good evening, and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It is just past 10:30, and every Friday night from 10:30 to midnight, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues from the golden era of rhythm and blues and soul music. 50s, 60s, early 70s, indie label stuff, other stuff you might also recognize thrown in for good measure. And the number here is 604-822-2487. For requests, tonight we have our folk festival hat on. Mavis Staples will be performing on the Sunday stage, Sunday evening, and tonight, part of this show, probably a large part of it, will be focusing on some of Mavis Staples' music solo and with the Staples Singers. So as I line all of that up, I'll be playing some assorted stuff before we get there. Again, the number is 604-822-2487. And more on Mavis Staples and the Staples Singers in a moment. But this is Walter Jackson. It's All Over.
How can I tell her it's all over? How can I say I'm going away? I'll break her heart, I'm sure, yet I'll hurt mine much more. And I've got to explain,
it's all over now.
How do I tell her I'm in love with you? What words can I use to say you love me too? Without making her cry, and I'm a no good guy, I've got to explain, it's all over now. Should I start a false fight?
No, no, that wouldn't do.
It wouldn't be right.
No, no.
Should I just run away?
No, no, that wouldn't do.
I've got to find a way to say it's all over now. How can I tell her about the way we feel? All the happiness we shared, yet with her it's like a shield that has been plunged into the ground, so wide I can't get around. But I've got to explain, it's all over. Should I start a false fight?
No, no, that wouldn't do.
It wouldn't be right. Should I just run away?
No, no, that wouldn't do.
I've got to explain that it's all over now. I've got to explain.
Thank you.
whisper,
I love you, I love you.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
You love me.
the morning comes, we'll walk together through the darkness. Till the morning comes,
the wind blows through the sagging door and rattles all the windows.
Double Soul with a song called Blue Diamonds, that being from, let me see now, that being from 1968 on a label called Minaret. And before that we heard Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson doing a duet with a song called Till the Morning Comes. And then before that we heard George Perkins and the Silver Stars on Golden and Silver Fox. I guess it was released twice on two different imprints. Crying in the Streets Part 1, that being something of a minor R&B and pop hit in 1970, but of course released the previous year. Peaches and Herb before that with Close Your Eyes, and Brendan the Tabulations before that with Dry Your Eyes, and we started the set off with Walter Jackson, It's All Over, the title track to a reissue on the Kent Soul imprint, Ace Records, over in Britain. Released an entire album with bonus tracks. That was the title track, in my opinion, the strongest track on the entire album. Really good, kind of almost Philly Soul-sounding thing, but it was actually produced for a label called OK, which was owned by Columbia. The last three tracks I played were off of another Kent Soul reissue, this time a series of songs produced between 67 and 70 on a, I guess what you could call a label conglomerate. This was a family of labels called SSS International, based in Nashville, and had a number of not as well-known folks recording for them, Betty LaVette being one of the more well-known, but we heard a few tracks from that. Some title they gave to this called Crying in the Streets Southern Soul Showcase. So there you are. You're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason. The phone number is 604-822-2487. And tonight, in fact right now, we're going to start our feature on the prolific musical work of Mavis Staples and her group of origin, the family group, the Staple Singers, who migrated from gospel music to folk, to soul, to funk, and then back again. So we're going to do an overview of the past, oh, probably good 45, 50 years of music, but we're going to do it in probably just over an hour. And so we're going to do some Staple Singers material, some really early stuff from the VJ label, some other things as well from some other labels, and of course their very, very well-known run of soul hits and lesser-known single releases on Stax, and as well some tracks from more recent Mavis Staples outings on the Anti-label, particularly the most recent album called Live Hope at the Hideout that came out last year. Mavis Staples will be appearing on the Folk Festival stage on Sunday evening. I definitely will be there, and hope you will be too. But before we get into some music, just a little background on the Staple Singers themselves. Put together by Roebuck Staples, who was the family patriarch, nicknamed Pops, who the family was actually from Mississippi, but they moved on to Chicago in the 40s. And began performing around 1948. They signed their first professional contract in the early 50s in 52, and then went about probably almost just over a decade, probably almost a decade and a half of recording gospel and folk material, even appearing at the Newport Folk Festival too. But they recorded for labels like Checker, that owned by Chess, United Records, VJ, Riverside, that being the jazz label, and Epic, another Columbia-owned label that they recorded for beginning in the mid-60s. So they did that, and then they were signed to Stax in 1968, because at that point Stax was looking for new talent, and and I'll get into why a little bit later in the show, but then came their perhaps most well-known series of songs at that point from 68 till about 75. And yeah, so we're going to get to some of that right now, beginning with an album called Freedom Highway. This was actually released in the mid-60s on Columbia. It included a lot of material they recorded for Columbia and for Epic. So we're going to start off with a track on this called Move Along Train.
The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
This is Naomi Shelton and the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
With pride,
oh,
get home now.
Don't knock, just walk on in.
The
You just walk on in. I'll have no need to fear.
Oh, yes.
He is ever near.
Oh, yes.
He'll know my work was true.
Oh, yes.
So glad the day is through.
Yeah.
Wasn't for me to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't think I'd make my way.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm walking out, knocking into heaven. Goodbye.
Everybody look what's going down.
Lord.
The Staple Singers on the VJ label, early 60s for that one. This may be the last time. And of course, there's been all kinds of debate as to what degree, not if, but to what degree the Rolling Stones may have, taken that song to make their own version of The Last Time, which became a hit for them. The Staple Singers were on VJ for a number of years. They then moved on to Epic. And Epic, of course, was a label owned by Columbia. And Epic took a lot more risks as far as getting into the R&B market than the main Columbia label did. But the Staple Singers also did release an album on Columbia in 1965 called Freedom Highway. Now, this reissue that came out early 90s on CD seems to include a couple of some tracks, anyway, that were clearly from not long after the original album was put out, at least as I've poked around and done some research in a number of different places. But what we heard off of Freedom Highway was a couple of things. We heard Freedom Highway, of course, that live track, and we heard their version of For What It's Worth, which actually charted in 1967, and it got to number 66 on the U.S. Hot 100, but it was not on the U.S. R&B charts. And then before that, we heard Wade in the Water. And we also heard another early tune by the Staple Singers called Don't Knock. And off of Freedom Highway, we heard the start off the set, Move Along Train. So that pretty much surmises their early years before signing to Stax, when they were doing strictly gospel and folk material. And when they did folk, they did, of course, a lot of topical and political or protest-related material, which, of course, they performed at the Newport Folk Festival. They were quite a draw, not just in Chicago anymore, but in many different parts of the country, so that when Stax was having problems in 1968, and mainly that it had just lost its most of the first 10 years of their master tapes and the rights to them to Atlantic, which had been doing the distribution for the Stax label until it got sold to Warner Brothers. So they lost the rights to those recordings. They lost at least a handful of artists. Sam and Dave went back to Atlantic. Otis Redding, of course, was killed in a plane crash, as well as a number of other members of the Barquets, and so on. So it really was a very lousy year for Stax, and they were on the hunt for new talent. And Al Bell, who was producer over at Stax, discovered the Staple Singers and signed them to the label, and almost immediately they began recording for them, beginning with this particular single. This was from 1968, and this is a song called Walking to DC on Shake a Tail Feather, CITR 101.9 FM.
It's a long walk to D.C., but I got my walking shoes
all the way to Washington.
I can't take a plane, bus, a train, 'cause my money ain't that long. America,
we believe.
Oh, that you love us still.
Love us still.
So people, I'm going up yonder,
yeah,
to wipe away my tears. I tell you, it's a long walk to D.C.,
yeah,
but I'm on the way.
Gotta keep moving on.
Should have been gone on yesterday, but today
should have been gone on yesterday, but today I'm leaving here. I got a dime for some coffee,
yeah.
Another dime, buy me a cake,
oh yeah.
I gotta see the president.
No
matter what it takes, I tell you it's a long walk to DC, yeah. But I'm on.
We have work
country, from shore to shore. Our women cooked all your food and washed all your clothes. We picked all your cotton and laid the railroad steel. Worked our hands to the bone at your lumber mill. I say,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We fought in your wars in every land to keep this country free, y'all, for women, children, and men. But any time we ask for pay alone, that's when everything seems to turn out wrong. We've been beat up, called names, shot down and stoned. And every time we do right, someone say we're wrong.
When will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
We have given our sweat and all our tears. We stumbled through this life for more than 300 years. We've been separated from the language we knew, stripped of our culture. People, you know it's true. Tell me now,
when will we be paid for the work we've done? When will we be paid for the work we've done?
When will we ever be proud of my country tears of thee? Take a train with me uptown through the misery of ghetto streets in morning light. Ooh, they're always night.
Take a window seat, put down your ties. You can read between the lines. Just meet the faces that you meet beyond the windows.
Sometimes with rats instead of nursery rhymes, with a hunger and your other children by her side. And you wonder if you share your bed with something else that must be fed. For fear may lie beside you, or it may sneak down the hall.
How well despair is seasoned by the stifling air.
See our ghetto in the good old sizzling summertime.
Before the streets were all on fire, the flames like tempers leaping high.
Suppose you lived there all your life, do you think that you would mind? And it might begin to reach you.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason. The number is 604-822-2487 if you have requests. Our spotlight tonight on Mavis Staples and the Staples Singers. We're working our way through into the Stax years. We heard Long Walk to D.C., that is Washington, D.C., a single released by the Staples Singers. I think their debut single from 1968. We heard The Ghetto, no relation to the Elvis Presley song, completely different song from 1969. And then we heard When Will We Be Paid, that from the same year on Stax. And then from 1970, Give a Damn, that was originally done by Spanky and Our Gang. I think they took it from a PSA produced at a New York radio station, kind of an anti-poverty PSA, and they turned it into a song, and then the Staples Singers did a cover of it, and it actually charted. It was on an album released in 1970 on Stax called We'll Get Over. And following that, they put out an album called The Staples Swingers, which really launched, the album did fairly well on the Soul LP charts, but one single off of it, called Heavy Makes You Happy, became their first top 10 single, both R&B and pop, released in late 1970, but charted in early 1971. So we'll hear that, and we'll hear another track off of The Staples Swingers. CITR 101.9 FM, Shake a Tail Feather.
My
things about me. I like the things about me that I want to find. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just kind of walk around and slow. Walking slow, worrying about it. I don't worry no more next year, because everything's all right. You know why? Because everybody's somebody. Yeah. All you got to do is look up and go head on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bible. to our podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
If You're Ready by the Staple Singers, 1973, on an album called Be What You Are. That was a Stax album that included that song and a few others from around that time, including a song we played before that called This World. And then before that, I'll just look at my play sheet, I'll Take You There, which is probably one of the biggest songs they ever had as the Staple Singers, from 1972. And then before that, Respect Yourself. Both of those songs taken off of their 1972 album called Bealtitude. And prior to that, we heard two tracks off of the Staple Swingers, a 1970 album, Heavy Makes You Happy, which was the hit, and The Things I Like About about you, or I like the things about you. Those tracks are right next to each other, so I play them one after the other. And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and I've been spotlighting the career of Mavis Staples with the Staples Singers. We're going to get to a track or two off of the most recent album of hers from last year called Live Hope at the Hideout. In 1975, the Staples Singers left Stax and recorded an album for Kurtom, which was Curtis Mayfield's album. It was a soundtrack to a film called Let's Do It Again. The song, the title song from that, became a huge hit, number one hit R&B. And after that, the Staples Singers kind of faded from view in comparison to their early 70s career. And Stax, of course, collapsed financially. So they recorded a handful of albums from the late 70s into the mid-80s and had something of a comeback in the mid to late 80s period. Meanwhile, Mavis Staples had already been releasing solo material when they were still at Stax, actually. Her first solo album was released 40 years ago on the Stax imprint Volt. It was called Mavis Staples. The following year came an album called Only for the Lonely. And there were several albums throughout the 70s and 80s, including a couple in the 80s for Prince's label Paisley Park. And then in the 2000s, in 2007, came an album called We'll Never Turn Back. And that was a selection of civil rights era songs. It was produced by Ry Cooder. It was put out on a label called Anti. And it did fairly well for itself, very, very critically acclaimed. And then last year came another album on the same label called Live Hope at the Hideout. On it are a whole bunch of songs from throughout Mavis Staples' career with the Staples Singers and solo. For What It's Worth is on here, Wade in the Water, which we heard earlier, is on here, so is Freedom Highway. There's an encore with I'll Take You There, and a whole bunch of things on here. We're going to hear a track right now called Eyes on the Prize. This is off Live Hope at the Hideout. Mavis Staples will be on the Folk Festival stage Sunday evening, headlining somewhere around 9 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, quarter after 9. Anyway, from Live Hope at the Hideout, this is Eyes on the Prize.
With you tonight, I tell you, it's a double treat. We're at the Hideout and we're at home. Now we've come tonight to bring you some joy, some happiness, inspiration, and some positive vibrations. Yeah, we want to leave you with enough to last you for maybe the next 6 months. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, oh yeah. Well, Silas found in jail, had no money to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Paul and Silas begin to shout. Doors pop open and all walk down. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chain of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Got my hand on the freedom power. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Mavis Staples live at the Hope, live Hope at the Hideout, released on Anti last year, and Eyes on the Prize live, and that's about it. You know, I was intending to cover a lot more Mavis Staples solo, but I guess time just kind of flies on the show. But you can catch Mavis Staples at the Folk Festival Sunday evening on the main stage. So there it is. You can, as the announcement said earlier, you can podcast the show or listen to the podcast by going to CITR.ca and clicking on Schedule and Podcast. You can find Shake a Tail Feather there. And, of course, you can email me in between shows at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, and that's for requests and all kinds of other things. And the Facebook group for Shake a Tail Feather exists for the same reason. We're out of here. Chris is going to be in with I Like the Scribbles momentarily. Next week, I'll be back with the Motown show, continuing from where we left off last week in 1965. And so we'll be doing that. Do stay tuned for I Like the Scribbles momentarily. And so, see you next week.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.